Thank you, Father. There is an ancient song that says, it pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. If we do our part, there's nothing this wild world can pleasure afford. There is peace and content. Let's take it again, all of us, from the first verse with the lyrics written. One, two, go. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. You'll always be with us if we do our part. There's nothing this world can pleasure my heart. There is peace and contentment in serving.
I'll serve Him. I'll love Him, Father. In the name of Jesus, the pay of serving Him, you will not miss it. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone here to this service this morning in Jesus' precious name. We had a most exciting and interesting service by Wednesday. When we looked at the way of God's power, it was so explosive, we could literally not finish the message. Lives were touched. How many of you were there? And if you were not in that service that day, I beg that you pick up the message of that service. And so we are continuing on that subject. The way of God's power. This will be part 2. Psalm 63 verse 1 to verse 2 said, O Lord my God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Lift your hand, someone, and say, Father, I will see your power. I will see your glory. Go ahead and speak to God. Let me see your power. Jesus' precious name. Say again, O Lord, I receive help to do your will, to live for you. I receive help to fulfill your purpose today. In the name of Jesus, I receive that help now. Say, Father, I receive your power to manifest in my generation. In Jesus' name. Take your seat. I want to start by saying
that the power of God is not a luxury. It's a vital necessity in the life of the child of God. It is no luxury to have power. It is necessary to have power. When that man was kidnapped, it wasn't luxury for the power of God to be available at that time. It was a vital necessity. This man, Catholic man, whose wife was diagnosed of that, whether it was cervical cancer or uterine cancer, power was necessary for that woman to come out. Second thing I'd like you to notice, the power of God does not belong to some super spiritual people. The power of God belongs to the people of God. It doesn't belong to some super spiritual people. It belongs to the people of God. He said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me." What is the way of power? So make up your mind. What is the way of power? Number one, we said being born again by midweek service. Number two is flowing in the Holy Spirit. Being born again, flowing in the Holy Spirit. Third is flowing in worship and praise. And of course, fourth, we saw seeking God early. We looked at all of that. We may not be able to look at all of that again today. But you go through that. I'm going to go to three or four others this morning. Number four now, or five now for this morning, which is actually number one for today's five, is desperate desire for God's power. Desperate. If the power of God must work in your life, you must be desperately desirous of that power. We saw Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2 just now. O Lord my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. It's a desperate desire to see thy power. If you must see power, there must be a desperate longing. If we must see power, there must be a desperate yearning. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 to 12. Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 10 to 12. He said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Desperate desire. What does it mean? Two or three things. Number one, it means the desperate desire for God's power means, number one, the refusal to exist in powerlessness. I refuse to exist powerless. I refuse to face situations that I am powerless against. I refuse for people around me to be confronted by the devil and I am powerless about it. The refusal to exist powerlessly in powerlessness.
Second is the decision to have and be all that God has in store for our lives. The desire to have and to be all. To have all and to be all that God has in store for us. I don't want to be anything less than what God has in mind for my life. I don't want to die short of what I am meant to be in this life. Everything God has in store for me. Every power God has in store for me. Every deposit God has in store for me. I want to have everything. It's that decision. That decision causes you to place a demand on God. Many years ago in my own life, as a pastor, I made up my mind that I was not going to just exist or dwell in a realm where people around me are in problem and I'm helpless. Took me into many fastings and praying. Made up my mind. I wouldn't be around and God is looking for who to send. That desperate desire, it positions you for power. That is number 5. Number 6 is the outflow of this, is the lifestyle of prayer. The lifestyle of prayer. Prayer in Genesis chapter 32, from verse 24 to verse 28, we saw how Jacob prayed, and the outcome of Jacob's prayer was the outbreak of power in his life. In verse 28, the angel said to him, "Your name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince you have power with God and with men, and you have prevailed." We break into the realm of prayer, into the realm of power by prayer. You break into the realm of power by prayer. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 31 to verse 33. Acts chapter 4, verse 31 to verse 33. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. In verse 31, they prayed. In verse 33, great power erupted. In Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to verse 22, we look at the life of our master Jesus. While the baptism was going on, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, "Thou art my beloved Son. Indeed, I am well pleased." He prayed and the power landed. In James chapter 5, verse 16 and 17, we looked at the life of Elijah. The Bible said in verse 17, it said, "If the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous availeth," but Elijah was a man of subject to like passions, as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave the rain. People of prayer are people of power. Men of prayer are men of power. Women of prayer are women of power. The hour of prayer is the hour of power. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 3 from verse 1, Peter and John went to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the night hour. That was when there was an eruption of miracle of the man that was born crippled. The hour of prayer is the hour of power. If you know prayer, K-N-O-W, No prayer, K-N-O-W, you know power. No prayer, N-O, prayer, equals N-O, power. Did you get that? If you know prayer, you understand prayer, you will understand power. Where there is no prayer, no prayer, N-O, there will be no power. So prayerlessness is a foundation for powerlessness. Beloved brothers and sisters, if you want to shift up in power, shift up in prayer. Very, very important. The lifestyle of prayer. Number 7 is light from the word. Light from the word. The word of God carries a pregnancy of power. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 4. He said, where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say unto him, what doest thou? Where the word of a king is, there is power. Where the word of a king is, there is power. Luke chapter 4 and in verse 32. Luke chapter 4 verse 32. The Bible says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. His word was with power. His word was with power. Luke 4, 36. With authority and power, he cast out unclean spirits, and they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they obey him. The word of God is a container of power. What does that mean? Access to fresh word equals access to fresh power. Every time you see new light, you are upgraded in power. Access to fresh word equals access to power. The transmission of the word is the transmission of power. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 5. It says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power. And in the Holy Ghost. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. It says that God upholds all things by the word of his power. By the word of his power. By the word of his power. Someone say aloud amen. Someone say aloud amen. Someone say the loudest amen. Jesus Christ is the word personified. So he is power personified. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Jesus Christ was the word personified, and he was power personified. The depth of your word will determine the strength, your strength in power. We saw that in the life of Paul the Apostle. Paul the Apostle was a man of depth in word, and he was a man of strength and power. Your depth in the word will determine the dimension of the strength and the power you walk in. Somebody say amen. I told you the story before. One day, they brought a young man to me. They tied him in chain with about 4 padlocks. And about 4 or 5 people were holding him. The only son of his mother. And I was coming from the office. The Area 1 office, the office on the ground level where the media room is now. Or was then. Not the upper office. And I was coming out through the church. And I saw this young man with about 4 or 5 men struggling with him. And the mother stood crying and told me, he's my only son. And he was mad. And I looked straight at the young man and I said, leave him. And the people looked at each other like, leave who?
This is someone that they have chained with four padlocks.
And I said, leave him.
They left him.
Next, I said, loose him.
What kind of problem is this? They look at each other like, well, if he is to descend on anybody, he himself is here. He would descend on all of us together. So they look, first padlock, second, third, fourth, unwound the chain. His hand was already bleeding. He adjusted his dress like this. And I said to him, sorry. He said, thank you, sir. No prayer was prayed yet. I said, go on your knees. He went on his knees. I said, pray after me. He prayed after me. Thank you, Jesus. I surrender my life. I'm not mad. I am not mad. I cannot be mad. On that spot, it was normal. I handed him over to his mother and I said, devil, you are gone and you return back. Mother, take your son. This operation, was that a commando operation or what is that? It was less than 5 minutes. And they walked out of the church. He walked out a gentleman. Never returned back to say that he was mad anymore. Walked out a gentleman. Our pastor then is now the pastor in Kaduna Church. He came to me and said, excuse me, sir. What just happened? When you say, leave him, you have not prayed. When you say, lose him, you have not prayed. I said, I just saw something. The devil came at the wrong time. I just saw something from the wall. I saw Luke chapter 10 verse 16. And what he said to me is, whosoever heareth me, heareth you, heareth me. He that despiseth you, despises me. And when the Holy Ghost wants to explode faith in your heart, he gives you an interpretation of scripture that blows your mind. This was what the interpretation was to me. He said, the devil that can say no to you is the one that can say no to me. If the devil can't say no to me, he can't say no to you. The second interpretation. He said, my voice is in your voice. When you say it, instead of the devil hearing you, he's hearing me. So when I say leave him, it was not me the devil heard. He heard Jesus. When I say lose him, it was not me he heard. And there is no way the devil can hear Jesus and not run. In fact, sighting him alone was enough for him to run. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Every time you shift up in word, you shift up in power. In fact, your prayer struggle begins to reduce when your word insight begins to increase. Your prayer struggles begin to reduce when your word insight begins to increase. Things begin to happen effortlessly when your insight in the word begins to increase. I prophesy upon someone here today, a change is coming your way. God opens your eyes to see what you have not seen before. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Give the Lord a shout, a louder shout of victory as you take your seat. The way of God's power, and where we'll stop this morning, number 8, which is number 4, is the lifestyle of humility. Humility. What we call debt to self. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. The power and the glory belongs to God. If God will not get the glory, he will not release the power. Don't forget it for life. If God will not get the glory, he will not release the power. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. It is only the one that will return the glory back to God that can have access to the power of God. There are many people who have seen traces of God's help, traces of God's mercy, and traces of God's power. But they mismanaged them. And God withdrew. And he said, no. I am God. That is my name. I am not planning to divide my glory with anybody. Isaiah chapter 42, 7 and 8. I am not looking. That was what he told me verbatim. Verse 8. I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I will not give to another. I will not give. I was praying for about 7 days, total fast, no food. I believe at that time there was no water as well. I'm not advising you to do that now. Because at that time it was we did very, very desperate things. And while I was in the prayer, I'm trusting God for the greater manifestation of God's power to help people deliver the afflicted and make more people to see more results. And God said to me, what you are looking for is not hard, but will you defend my glory? He said, I am not looking for who to share glory with. No. God does not want to release his power so that man can share glory with him. The lifestyle of humility. The lifestyle of death to self. If God's power must increase in your life, you must decrease in yourself. John chapter 3 and in verse 30, he said, I must decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease. If he must increase, I must decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease. Everything about me must decrease. Arrogance must go. Pride must go. Braggadociousness must go. Boasting must go. Do you understand? Have you been around people who are so boastful, who are so braggadocious, so ostentatious, so pompous, so full of themselves, so pumped up in themselves? You know, pomposity is like being pumped up in themselves. They are a demigod to themselves. They look at everybody as nothing. Those kind of people are not going anywhere. If they are somewhere now, get ready, they are about to crash. That was where Lucifer was. He was created and he was positioned and he was elevated. But he became too big for the one who positioned him. How art thou fallen, O Lucifer? How art thou crashed to the ground, which this weakens the earth? Was that not Isaiah chapter 14 and in verse 12? How art thou falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground? You weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And God said, Mechonu. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this not the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness, did destroy cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, everyone in his own house. But you shall be cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as a remnant of those that are slain. Verse 20, 21. Somewhere he said, go to verse 21. Or maybe I'll look at that later. He said, thou shalt be a terror, but nevermore shall you be. Am I communicating at all? When pride arrives, grace is lost. And when grace is lost, disgrace appears. Do you see the equation?
For God resisted the proud and giveth grace. Grace and power go together. Acts chapter 4 verse 33, we saw the twin of grace and power. With great grace, with great power, God gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord, and great grace was upon them. So anywhere you see grace, you see power. And what can bring grace can bring power.
Humility brings grace. Humility brings power.
Pride deletes grace. Pride deletes power.
When you are proud, you lose grace. And when you lose grace, you embrace disgrace.
I heard the story of a big evangelist of those days. Mightily used of God. Powerful man. And he became so powerful that one day in South Africa, he was ministering. And he just felt so carried away. And he saw all manner of miracles. And he said, the whole world is now under my feet. The whole world under his own feet. Him, not God. It is only God who says the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. So when this man said, this, the earth is under my feet, the whole world is under my feet, God said, I will show you who has the world under his feet. That was the last crusade he ever preached. He left out of that crusade. And the person who wrote this story said, it appears like every affliction he ever cast out of others returned back to him. Everything. And heartbroken before he passed. I can go on and on and on. Nebuchadnezzar had so much power. Arrogance and pride came. He entered the bush to learn agriculture by experience. Are you following what I'm saying? Not by education, by experience. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Herod gave a speech and they said, this is the voice of a God, not the voice of a man. And he took that glory and God sent one angel, smote Herod.
Acts chapter 12, verse 23. And Herod was smitten of worms because he gave not God the glory. And he was eaten up of worms. That shall never be your portion. No matter how high God takes you, always remember that you are still a man. And without God, you can do nothing.
All that God needs to do is to cause the breath to stop for once. Or to cause the heart to stop beating for a little time.
And then you realize how human and how normal and how regular you are. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen.
Amen.
Somebody say the loudest amen.
Amen.
Do you want to see the power of God?
Do you want to see the grace of God? Do you want to see the anointing of God? Let all the things you just heard be your lifestyle. And I will say more things and I will stop. This is the conclusion. If you want God to make the deposit, if you want God to make the deposit, you must meet the demands. If God must make deposits, man must meet the demands. That is what is called covenant.
The covenant is, you do this, God does this. You want God to make the deposits,
you must meet the demands.
The deposit of God's power will answer to the demands of power. It will answer to the demands of power. I believe that as you go through the things you have heard this morning, that your life will shift in levels and shift in dimensions. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands.
Father, we give you the praise.
We are nothing in ourselves, but God has chosen to use us by Him. his mighty hands, for the master plan requires human instruments, but they must not ever glorify themselves. All the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. No man should give up to himself.
Myself to you. I am sorry if I've tried to take your glory at any time. I'm sorry if I've tried to allow pride or arrogance at any time. Forgive me. Have mercy on me. Speak to God right now. I come before you today. I surrender myself. I ask for forgiveness, for mercy. Anywhere I've erred, anywhere I've tried to usurp your glory, anywhere I've tried, speak to God right now.
Give glory to you.
Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the supremacy, the dominion, the rule. Be glorified. Mm.
name of Jesus.
Lift your hands and your voice and say after me and say, Father.
Father,
open my eyes
into your word.
Help me to see light.
Help me to see light
from your word that will break me forth
into
the realms of power.
Help me to see light
from your word like never before. Open your mouth and pray and speak to God. Help me to see light from your word that will break me forth into the realms of power. To see light like I've never seen before. Light into your word. Light in your word. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and make demands on a fresh baptism of the spirit of prayer, the spirit of supplication. Father, deliver me from every spell of lukewarmness. I need fresh prayer fire. Lift your voice and say, Father,
I make demands
on a fresh baptism of the spirit of prayer.
Father,
I ask for fresh prayer fire.
I receive it now.
Open your mouth and pray. Fresh prayer fire. Finally, for this morning, for yourself, Father, move me to a higher realm of power. I thank you for the level I have been, but I desire a new level. Shift me into a new level of your power.
I am desperate. Lift your voice and say,
Father,
I make demands
for a new level
of supernatural power. In the name of Jesus, I refuse every trace of weakness,
every trace
of powerlessness. Father, I make demands for a new dimension of your power for my life,
for my loved ones
to be of help
for my generation.
I receive a new fire. And power,
mantle
right now, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. I receive it. And finally, Father, in your power, give Nigeria a drastic intervention. Visit Nigeria in your power, like you visited the children of Israel in Egypt and brought them out of captivity. Lift your voice and say, Father.
We ask
that in your power
you will give Nigeria
a drastic intervention.
Visit Nigeria
in your power like you visited
Israel
in Egypt and brought them
out of captivity.
Visit us in your power in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray.
Rato sokote pele ragada babadas. Repeto kosokote pele ragada babadas. Lepreto sokote pele ragada babadas. Letele parana manatala prekorrebono ustenena. Letele torata sakala pregada balada baya. Lebele tele no boroto poso na balate pele no galaborosa. Runa balato sokopele di balada barede dasa. Echele kele preto sana paragaliata na pregada da. La fata jata la pala terrata taia. Elekete pele terrata zakele.
In the name of Jesus, lift up your hand. I can see our church is connected all across, but even though it's not a blessing Sunday, everywhere you are, just get set to receive a mantle, a shift, a spiritual shift. And when the power of God comes on you, it delivers you first, then delivers those around you. Lift your hands.
We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you. Lord, we wait. We wait on you, we wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you, we wait on you. Lord, we wait on you. We wait on you, we wait.
We wait on you.
Lord, we wait. We wait on you.
We wait on you.
We wait on you. Lord, we wait. Sing it three more times. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you.
We wait on you.
We wait.
We wait on you.
Lord, we wait.
Sing it two more times. We wait on you,
Lord.
We wait on you, Lord.
Sing it one more time. We wait on you. Mashabadagala.
Your hands and just begin to receive. Waiting to receive. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Your hands everywhere you are. I see power that is coming to this morning, bringing a lot of relief from burden, relief from pressure, relief from pain. I see people coming out of their cage and their prisons. I see the power of God bringing direction, provision, supernatural supplies. I see that power changing the narrative of your life, breaking negative cycles and negative patterns and negative patterns and cycles, and lifting up the embargoes. Lift up your hands. Father, let your power change someone's life. I see a shift. You have dwelt on that mountain for too long. You have remained at the same stagnation position for too long. I see power coming for the overcoming of resistance. Victory over opposition. I see judgmental power coming as well. I see the forces of darkness surrendering. And I see fresh garments, new mantles, new clothes, new mantles, new garments, fresh garments, new garments. Lift your hands and receive it. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place your hands on your head and receive a fresh impartation of His power over your life. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, I receive. Receive it. Receive. Receive. Receive His power. Ooh.
Raise your hands and give him the adoration. Raise your hands and give him the worship. Mashata, I see revival in the air. It's a revival climate. It's a climate of freedom. A climate of liberty. A climate of strength. A climate of impartation. A climate of power. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Blessed be your name. Give him the praise. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the adoration. Give him the worship. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shake someone's hands and congratulate them. Congratulate them. A season of power. A new phase of power. A new realm of power. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Give him the praise and take your seat. I want to give 5 people the opportunity of recounting what God did for them just now in the course of this prayer. The healing. The deliverance. The first 5 people to come will testify.
A fire. Lord, I wait on you.
Just stand in the line. One, yes, 1, 2, 3. Stand. No, no, no. Yes, yeah, that's right. Yes. No, no, no. You are blocking her. She came first. All right. Anybody who comes now will go to the other side. The other side. Wave your hands and give me the praise.
Instruments is the voice. God gave us the voice to worship him. Give us what happened just now.
Yes, sir. Our sister said in the midst of that ministration that she had these items in her hands, an ID card, a passport, and a vehicle key. And she saw God's servant walked up to her and said, "Why do you present this? These have been handled." That she's trusting God for promotion, trusting God for a visa, and also for a change of car. Then God's servant asked her, "How come you didn't come with a wedding band? That, don't you know today is an impartation service?" And he beckoned on God's handmaiden, and she gave a ring which was planted in her finger, and he said it was settled.
Come, Dr. Mr. Menchie. That is, you're here to be married. That devil is a bastard. Why didn't you come with a wedding ring? Don't you know today is an impartation service? That is, I am trusting God for other things. I'm not even bothering about the marriage anymore. That was the issue of the Shunammite woman. I don't have any problem. Oh, but you don't have a child. Oh no, I've forgotten about asking for children. I think that is a forgotten history now. I don't think it can happen anymore. But who is he that saith it and it cometh to pass?
Jesus' name. Everything the devil said in your life is a concluded chapter. I declare the chapter is open right now. And I declare it's an opening, a new day and a new season for you. In the name of Jesus, yes.
Mr. Henry said, for some days now he has had this heaviness on his head. But at the shout of I received, he said he felt a drilling machine pulled out.
A drilling machine.
A drilling machine was pulled out of his head. Immediately he felt very light.
Drilling machine.
In the head.
Every stranger in your life is going now. Power of the Holy Ghost. Every stranger is going right now. Yes.
Sir, our sister still under power. She said in the midst of that worship, she saw the Nigerian flag, a very large one, across the road from the other end to this end. And that flag was acting as a checkpoint. He said two angels were standing as a pillar holding it on either side. Then she saw some individuals wearing black and white, chaining people. He said, you appeared with a military attire.
What are you telling me? I think one of these days I'll wear one of those attires.
He said, the moment you appeared, a grave opened. You began to take all those people wearing black and white, putting them inside the grave.
That's right.
And then releasing everybody to pass through the flag. But the people with the black and white couldn't pass through.
That's right. That is the obituary of terrorists and killers, the obituary of sponsors of destruction and wickedness and bandits in our nation. I declare them buried in the name of Jesus.
Sir, our sister said, while you said we should receive, her hands on her head, she saw herself tied, stripped naked, inside a cage with tigers, and you appeared, destroyed those tigers, pulled her out, and set the place ablaze.
That's right.
And she's been
every cage where the devil has kept you, I declare that cage set on fire, and you are out. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Yes.
Our sister, at the shout of I receive, saw what looks like a thunder strike. And in a flash, she had three encounters. The first one, she saw what looks like a bag opened and gifts falling down. Next, she saw someone give her the gift of a sword. And the third encounter was the Nigerian flag standing so high and other flags at the foot of it.
Somebody get... How many of you believe God is about to show up to something in Nigeria? Are you seeing the confusion going on in the air? Anybody seen it?
Yeah. We're just playing. It was not an impartation, but it transferred into impartation. Well, even in the prophetic atmosphere, even a joke must be taken seriously. Are you seeing the confusion going on? Have you seen such a thing since you were born? Have you heard of such a thing in any country? Let me not talk about it because I am on my knee.
Lift up your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, Nigeria is arising and shining. Give the Lord the praise. What happened here?
Our sister said, two nights ago, she saw something attached to her back in the dream of the night. She woke up physically to discover a pain on that back. She came into service with that pain, and while you mentioned that power was coming upon people, she said immediately that pain that came upon her in the dream of the night physically took off, and now she's totally set free.
Give the Lord the praise. Somebody say, back to sender.
Back to sender.
Take it. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender. Back to sender, back to sender, back to sender.
surrender. Shout of praise. All of you in the front, diverse healings and encounters, it is permanent in Jesus' name. Feel free to share them in the second service if you will. Give the Lord the praise. Please take your seat. Everyone here this morning, before we make some quick announcements and get set for a week-long convention, everyone here this morning in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day in your life, anywhere you are today, I'd like you to pray this prayer with me and say after me, Lord Jesus, and those watching online, pray after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.